This program is made possible by BibleWayMedia.org, overseen by the Ooligah Church of Christ in Ooligah, Oklahoma. Thank you for listening.
Thank you for joining our podcast today. My name is Jeremy Northrop, and this is The Christian Counselor. In Hebrews 12, verses 1 and 2, after the writer had written about various heroes and heroines of faith in the great faith chapter of Hebrews 11, he sums it up by saying this. He says, "Therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who, for the joy that was set before him, endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God." In those particular verses, the writer alludes to two things that Christians need to set down, need to put aside, one of which is rather obvious and the other perhaps not so obvious. He says, "Let us lay aside the weight and sin which so easily ensnares us." Let's back up into this. Sin is pretty easy to understand. We can understand that there are sins and things in our lives that are of themselves by nature wrong, sinful. Viewing pornography, using filthy language, having a greedy spirit, these things are sinful in and of themselves. But what does the writer mean when he says, "Lay aside the weight and sin which so easily ensnares us"? It's easy to understand that we stop sinning, but then to lay aside the weight, what would the writer be referring to? I suggest there are things in our lives that we can look at and realize that in and of themselves they are not necessarily sinful. In fact, we can look at various behaviors that we have and say this is something that's necessary. Perhaps eating, a diet, it's necessary for survival. Washing your hands, something that we would do to practice good hygiene. These things aren't necessarily wrong. They're not sinful in and of themselves. In fact, they're absolutely necessary for survival. But the abuse of these things, becoming addicted to compulsively washing your hands, surfing the internet, finding out ways to obtain money for greed and other purposes, then all of a sudden these behaviors that are not wrong in and of themselves become wrong. They are something that become an abuse of time, an abuse of stewardship, an abuse of self-discipline and temperance. There are many examples in the Bible of behavioral addiction. Perhaps one that's not so obvious is the idea of greed. We know that in 1 Timothy 6 and verse 10, the Bible says that the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil, for which some have strayed from the faith in their greediness and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. That was certainly the case for Judas in John chapter 12, as he was wanting to sell the flask of oil so that they could have the money and give it to the poor, but the text clearly says that he didn't care for the poor. He rather wanted to embezzle that money and keep it for himself. In Genesis 19, we have a sequence of events where two messengers come to Sodom, and Lot encourages those messengers to stay in his house instead of at the open square, which was the tradition of the time. He knew that in Sodom there would be men at the open square who would want to have sexual relations with these men. And he says, "No, come into your servant's house." And so they did. And it says that the men of Sodom came to the house and said, "Bring out those men that we may know them carnally." And you may remember that Lot, this wasn't necessarily a wise decision, says, "Here's my two virgin daughters." He says, "No, we want to know those men." And it even says that they were struck with blindness, but the blindness, not being able to see, did not stop them. And it says they came near to break the door, and it even says later that they were weary trying to find the door. The bottom line is, here was a group of people who were addicted to an inappropriate sexual act, and they were so addicted that even blindness did not stop them. I know that there are Christians and others today that would question whether or not behavioral addictions exist. Interestingly, it produces the same brain reaction, I mean, same endorphins and the same release of chemicals and so forth in the brain. But here's an example where the Bible clearly shows a group of men who were addicted to a behavior, and addicted so much that blindness did not even stop them. Let's maintain our self-control and our temperance, and make sure that we're behaving in a holy and godly way. Thank you for joining our podcast today.
Thank you for listening today. We hope you enjoyed this program. You can find out more about Bible Wave Media by visiting us at BibleWaveMedia.org. You can also find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. We thank you for listening.